Why is Germany planning to attack Russia? They are doing that. We learned this from a leaked military call, a call between German Air Force officers talking about how they're planning on attacking Crimea, specifically the Crimean Bridge, because Ukraine wants it because of the political symbolism. Civilian deaths be damned. Now, Germany doesn't deny that the tape is legit. In fact, they admit that it is. They're saying, though, that it was released because what they're calling a hybrid attack aimed at disinformation.
What?
None of that makes sense. A hybrid attack aimed at disinformation.
Do they think we're stupid?
Yes.
They really think we're stupid. They think you're stupid. Like, oh, we're talking about attacking the bridge. This is leaked audio in the military, but it's an attack on disinformation. What?
So it's real, but it's disinformation. And I don't know what the hybrid is.
Is it Russian disinformation or just disinformation?
Like, well, specifically, it did come from Russian media. So they're saying they're trying to attack us with misinformation. But yeah, we said all those things.
But they haven't. Yeah. But the veracity of the tapes is accurate and authentic.
So if you ever trust anybody who tells you something is disinformation, let this be a lesson to you. They are lying. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Just a few hours ago, Germany's ambassador was seen leaving the foreign ministry in Moscow after being questioned about Germany's plan to attack Russia. Here he is walking with his head down in shame.
This is Mr. Ambassador. Why are you planning on attacking Russia? Do you want war with Russia again? What would be your preferred target? Reads the subtitle.
Now, when he says, do you hold a grudge? Maybe they mean because, you know, Russia put down your Nazis. Right. Is that the grudge that you're still holding? He was summoned because, according to Russian state media TASS, this morning, he's got some splaining to do. Take a look here. He looks like a Dick Tracy character, doesn't he?
He does.
Now, the leaked phone call reportedly took place on March 1st. So just a few days ago, it was published by Margarita Simonyan, editor-in-chief of RT, and Rosia Segodnya from Sputnik's parent media group. Now, this is how it was published. I'm not going to play it for you because I assume I don't speak German. Maybe you do, but I just want you to see it in its original form, and then we're going to look at screenshots.
Und Kamera Fenster, richtig?
Genau.
Jawohl. Alles
klar. Okay. Wunderbar. Frank, du aus Singapur.
Ja.
Okay.
Sehr gut.
So this was published on the same day that German Chancellor Olaf Scholz assured us that NATO is not going to fight with Ukraine and not going to war with Russia. In this post, this was a video, but again in German. Now, he did this in response to French President Macron saying that he was not ruling out sending troops to Ukraine in true Napoleonic fashion. But Germany's top military officials did not either see this tweet or they didn't get the message, because on the same day, they were discussing attacking Crimea and more. Wait till you see this call. Now, Germany is saying that, again, this is information warfare. Now, this guy that you see here, Defense Minister Boris Pistorius, he said this at a news conference today about the tapes. He says, well, I think the officers did what they're there for. They're thinking through different scenarios without planning anything in any way. And leaving no doubt about it, neither I nor the Chancellor have given the green light for the use of the Taurus. That's the Taurus missiles. Okay, so he's saying it's just like it's hypotheticals. They're just going through. It's a thought. It's like a trust exercise.
Basically. It's just a tabletop experiment where we blow up things in Russia.
Yes,
it's just
exactly.
A fun thing. It's a fun thing that we do.
Now, Pistorius and the Chancellor Scholz are both mentioned in name at the top of this call. So let's just go through it. I've pulled some screenshots because it's shocking. Okay, so one of them says, well, as you've probably heard, Defense Minister Pistorius intends to carefully consider the issue of supplying the Taurus missiles to Ukraine. We have a meeting scheduled with him. Okay, we need to discuss everything so we can start working on it. So far, I don't see any indication of when these deliveries will start. The chancellor never told him, I want the information now and tomorrow we'll make the decision. I never heard anything like that. On the contrary, Pistorius is evaluating all this ongoing discussion. Nobody knows why the federal chancellor is blocking these deliveries. So again, they are talking about it as a hypothetical, but as if like we need to be prepared because they're going to do it at any minute now. They go on to discuss how they'd get them to Ukraine, like on the backs of what trucks, so that Russia might not detect, sort of. They say the British can do it easily because they have several people on the ground already, which we've said, we've surmised a lot. Now, they say they can't guarantee that they are safe. And, oh, you know, if we move too fast, Ukraine might actually kill civilians again. Look at this quote. Firstly, it's about the delivery timelines. If the chancellor decides now that we should deliver missiles, then they'll be transferred through the Bundeswehr. Fine, but they will not be ready for use in 8 months. Secondly, we cannot short the time because if we do, there might be an error in the use. The missiles might hit a kindergarten and there will be civilian casualties again.
Again, he writes.
These aspects must be considered. This again word is key here, you guys. It's key. This is a clear admission that NATO knows that Ukraine has been hitting civilians since the special military operation began and before. We know that. They talk about training and say, well, they need several months to train the Ukrainians on these missiles. They said their people took a year to learn it, but they can maybe squeeze this in with Ukrainians with some translators, maybe in a matter of weeks. They talk about the optics of making it look like they're not doing it, basically. Look, it says politicians might be concerned about the direct closed connection between Buchel and Ukraine, which could imply direct involvement in the Ukrainian conflict. But in that case, we can say that information exchange is going to take place through this MBDA, and we'll send one or two of our specialists to this place. Of course, this is cunning, but from a political standpoint, it probably looks different. They're planning to lie, right?
Right.
I don't see this in any other way. Like, think about if your children say, oh, did you go there with so-and-so? Well, he was there too, but I didn't go with him. So
right.
Technically I can tell my parents.
And it's very openly like calling out that thing where we always say like, oh, we're sending military advisors.
Right.
And this is basically showing what the business end of those advisors looks like.
Yes, exactly. And they talk about how much they can rely on Germans and these guys. The Germans are there. The English are there. How much can we rely on them? And also, I don't know what this means. Let's figure it out together. They say, do you think we can hope that Ukraine will be able to do everything on its own? After all, it is known that there are numerous people there in civilian attire who speak with an American accent. What does that mean? So it's quite possible that soon they'll be able to use everything themselves, right? After all, they have the satellite images.
CIA.
Okay.
CIA.
Let's put some guesses out there, right? They are Ukrainians, civilian Ukrainians, who speak with an accent like mine. So clearly not... Who is that? Those are American assets, right?
Of course they are. Yes, as the New York Times on the front page of their newspaper 2 weeks ago reported... the massive amount of CIA assets that are inside of Ukraine and have been there since the 2014 coup and installed a puppet government. So someone in the chat Peter Chancel says Crimea isn't Russia. I don't know, Peter, maybe you don't know your history, but in fact, they did vote to become part of Russia in 2014 after we installed a puppet government, an illegal puppet government in a coup in 2014. They said, we don't want a CIA-backed government to lead us, a Western-backed CIA government. That's how... Crimea said, no, we want to be part of the Russian Federation. So go ahead, David.
Well, I was going to say, and we covered on this show back, I mean, at the very early beginning of this, where citizen volunteers were recruited to be sent over there to fight. I don't remember they were like flying them over and everything. So some of those people are probably still, if even that campaign is maybe even still going on, sending people over that want to go fight for Ukraine.
Oh, the mercenaries. Exactly. Yeah. And in addition to that, of course, we have Larry Johnson just yesterday saying that, yes, the NATO forces have been there and they are absolutely there. And they have been on the ground. NATO forces have been on the ground and USA forces have been on the ground the whole time. You'd be an idiot to think otherwise.
All right, let's move over to the Crimean Bridge, a civilian bridge that already was attacked by Ukraine within the last 2 years, resulting in horrific civilian death. But they want more. They want to do it again. So let's talk about this. This is from the call transcript. They're saying, regarding air defense time, flight attitude, and so on, I've come to the conclusion that there are two interesting targets, the bridge to the east and the ammunition depots, which are higher up. The Crimean Bridge to the east is difficult to reach, and it's a relatively small target, but the Taurus missiles can do it, and it can also strike the ammunition depots. Considering all of this and comparing it to how much the Storm Shadows and the HIMARS have been used, I have a question. Is our target the bridge or the military depot? They literally can't tell. This is the do we want to hit the civilian bridge or the military targets? Correct answer, not ever civilian targets. No, that's wrong. You guys, wrong. You got it wrong. They don't know. I don't know. Should we help them hit that bridge? Maybe.
Let's flip a coin.
Yeah, let's flip a coin. They say that blowing up the bridge may require 10 or even 20 missiles. He said, I'd like to add something to the bridge. We've been studying this intensely. Have you, Germany? You've been studying how to blow up the Crimea Bridge? You've been studying that? Unfortunately, it's come to the conclusion due to its size, the bridge is akin to a runway, so it may require 10 or even 20 missiles. So that's a lot. You know, we've been working on this. They say that Ukraine has been trying to destroy this bridge for months now. Duh. Not just because of the war, but they say to prove a point. They're saying, we all know they want to destroy the bridge, which ultimately signifies how it's guarded, not only because of its military strategy importance, which there's not really, but more because of the political significance. Okay, so they're very keen to talk about all these things and how they're going to be presented to the press, how they're going to spin this as, you know, military participation, which is not military participation. It's very clear that they're just used to lying to us about this war. If they've studied this so intensely, this is not just hypothetically, if the chancellor says he wants the Taurus, we'll be ready. They are actively planning it. They have studied how to bring down this civilian bridge. So what are some key takeaways here? I made some notes. First, Germany knows that Ukraine hits civilians often, sometimes due to their ineptitude. The West is pretending not to be at war with Russia, but they know that they're at war with Russia. They actively plan things and lie to us all the time. And then the last one's just for you and me. If anyone ever invites you to a conference call and the subject is killing people, don't attend. Maybe just for, you know, personal savior of your career so you don't get canceled, or because you have a soul.
Please invite me to one of those conference calls and I'll record it.
Okay.
And we'll feature it here on Redacted.
But you have to purposely not be caught saying things like, oh, okay, well, you know, we can do that. They might blow up a kindergarten, but
again. You
know, again.
We might hit a kindergarten again. It's unbelievable. And of course, you know, this speaks to the Nord Stream pipeline bombing, right? And the sabotage.
Oh, I'm sure there was a call just like this.
Exactly.
Between some assholes.
They were on a Zoom call like, hey, Tuesday at 2:00 after your schnitzel. Get online because we're going to have a call about blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. It's going to destroy our entire energy infrastructure here in Germany. But, you know, President Biden wants to do it, so we're going to do
it. Well, I think it wouldn't have been schnitzel because it was Norway, right? It was Norway that participated in the,
yeah,
as far,
maybe,
that's sort of the leading.
Okay, so.
So not so
curry, currywurst.
So that's some not curry. Norwegian food.
Oh, no, I was saying German food.
Okay,
yeah,
we're German. Derailing. Anyhow, but let
Germany
us know what you think.
Involved.
Do you find these things as shocking as I do because they are so blatant? Shock value. On a 1 to 10, this call, I'm at 11, even though I know they know these things. I know they're lying to us. It's just the arrogance with which they say it on a call with four people. That's why I'm so shocked. Anybody, you want to fill up a number?
Well, I think what irritates me the most is that we have that, all of this information, yet people are still going to be like, yeah, it's a nothing burger. It's disinformation. You know, okay. They're just going to believe what they're told, that it's disinformation, and move on to the next thing. And it's like, no, you can hear it. This is what they're doing.
Yeah, they can say that all they want, and they can say try to distract and do whatever they want to do. But,
yeah.
But Putin over the past 24 hours has been, again, reminding us about what NATO's aggression would mean. And it would mean World War III. is what it would mean. It would mean that it would mean an invasion of Europe, for crying out loud. So they want to keep playing this game. They're going to get stung real fast. And my point about the Nord Stream is, of course, Germany was involved in it. They were fully aware of what was about to happen with the Nord Stream pipeline. And this is why they remain totally quiet about it.
So, and they like schnitzel, which is...
And they like schnitzel, and they like currywurst.
Austrian, I think.
But currywurst, okay. You can get that in Berlin.
Yeah.
In downtown Frankfurt. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.